Last week in week one, we had some intense testimonies from some lived experienced leaders. Part one, last Wednesday, you heard Kristen Vaughn's story. Kristen grew up in a good family. It was a working class family. One parent a teacher, and the other one worked for a phone company. She really had a good upbringing, and she grew up with some privilege. However, she also had some disorders that were not fully treated. And that eventually led to self-medication. She got clean for a time period, but she was left with this unmedicated series of disorders, and she went off to college alone away from her family. That left Kristen very lonely and vulnerable. And through that loneliness, through that vulnerability, ultimately led to her trafficking situation. Later on in the week, in week one, on Saturday, you heard a completely different type of story from Mary Jo Ross. And in many ways, this story was very disturbing. She talked about being trafficked within her own family, passed around, I believe, four different family members. She also gave testimony about growing up in a generational satanic cult. And she talked about some of the events that surrounded this cult. And through all of this, we heard about many different types of abuse: physical, mental, emotional, and spiritual. In week one, I really want to share some takeaways from these two interviews with you all. However, I'd also like to hear the takeaways that you have. And if you want to interact, I suggest that you do that on the YouTube channel for Fireforged Leaders Leader. And there is a playlist for all of these interviews within that. So just comment on the interviews themselves, and I would be happy to respond to each and every one of them. So the takeaways I have, before I really started to research, human exploitation and trafficking looked a lot different to me inside my head than what it looks today. You know, we have our minds filled with all this media stuff, these movies and events that always capture our minds. So I always imagined that trafficking was this snatch and grab methodology. You know, methodology that they use in movies like Taken. But I've really found out that there's a lot of different faces in human exploitation and trafficking. So that led me deeper into looking at what I've heard from many people as I've been researching, that it comes down to three different things: force, fraud, or coercion. And through those three things, there's a ton of different ways for predators to attack. So since this was the largest shocker to me in all of this yet, I did a little bit of research on some of the ways that fall into this force, fraud, or coercion. So here's just the short list. It can be physical abuse, sexual abuse, kidnapping, or even confinement. It could be false promises of work. It could be false promises of wages or even living conditions. Predators can attack through deception, through fraudulent contracts, or even debt manipulation. There could be threats of harm or legal action, or even someone threatening to damage someone else's reputation. There's psychological manipulation. There can be document confiscation, and it can also come about through substance abuse. So in the coming week, you're going to hear another two testimonies. In week two, we have another lived experience expert. And the second person is a parent of another person who was trafficked. Kalila Riga will be joining us on Wednesday, October 18th. And you're going to hear a story of a young girl of 3 years old that was sold by her mother through a brokerage of a crooked Las Vegas judge and lawyer to a South American couple. And you're going to wonder, how does that even happen? But then this couple also trafficked her south of the border, outside of America. She was lost to her real family for 37 years. And as she stated it so eloquently, her life was interrupted by trafficking. Following that interview up on Saturday, October 21st, we'll have Linda Harlos joining us. She's the mother of a trafficking survivor, where she's going to share both her daughter's testimony as well as her own. Her daughter was a victim to a tragic event at a party that happened with multiple attackers. She was called a liar when she went to report it, followed up by being shunned in her community for lying about these other kids. During all this, she finds out that she's pregnant because of this event. And now she not only has to figure out how to raise a child, but she's also got to make ends meet for herself as well as someone else. And she's also still feeling very broken inside. So along comes this man. And this man seems like he was going to be everything that she needed financially, being able to provide for, give her the roof overhead, provide diapers, you name it. This guy seemed to, you know, fill in all the cracks that she was missing. And he did for a time, until things changed. Now, for everybody listening, I've said it before, but I'm going to say it again. This series is not for your enjoyment. It's not for casual listening. Rather, it's here for you to increase your knowledge about this topic. Secondly, to provide you with resources, because once again, nobody is immune. You need to figure out how to protect your family. And third, this is a call to action. I am calling you to step into the fray. Now, you're going to be able to find resources and ways that you can support all of these fine guests in their mission at my website, www.fireforgedleader.com/CTR. Now, before I wrap this up, I'd like to give a huge shout out to a friend of mine. My friend goes by the name of JP Roberts. And JP is the person that has done the work behind the scenes in the background on the promotional items that you've seen out there on the social media. And I'm going to tell you, he is a true artist. So I'd like you all to go out and check out his work. You can find that at www.jproberts.com. And I don't care whether it's illustration for a children's book, digital watercolor, 3D modeling, or even a storyboard. Or hey, how about photography? He's an excellent photography that can do your products, nature, or even architectural photography. He can design billboards, magazines, marquees, or any other high-end digital design. Or, hey, do you need a motion reel? Yeah, he's got that covered too. Anyways, this guy does it all. So I encourage you to go check it out. He does a lot of freelance work. So once again, go check it out. www.jproberts.com. We'll see you in week 2 of Step Into the Fray.